From Springbank to Mount Clear, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Being a Tuesday, let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Going well. Not so well up there in Sydney. Not that it really bothers you, but what are you in, lockdown week number two?
Yes. No, this is three.
Is it number three?
Yeah, because it was meant to, I think it was meant to finish up on Friday.
Yeah.
And that would have been 2 weeks, and now we're in a third week.
I can't see it finishing this Friday either.
No.
One of the professors up Sydney way said he reckons end of August.
Well.
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, at least you've got a view.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk some stuff, shall we? A bit going on at thebigsmoke.com.au, including forget about the face masks and prepare for necklaces with air purifiers built in. What's going on here, Alex?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, entrepreneurs are always very, you know, clever when it comes to public need. And, you know, everybody has been looking at masks. And, for example, designers are bringing out really expensive, fancy masks. But there are also entrepreneurs that are using this opportunity with COVID to create products that could help in other ways. So, for example, making safety fashionable has been a real priority. And that includes things like having necklaces that have air purifiers built into them. And our Etsy stores, for example, have become really popular when it comes to fashion pieces that are actually all about protecting you during the time of COVID.
Hmm. I haven't worn a necklace since secondary school. Well, when I say a necklace, I'm, you know, a man's chain.
Was it one of those like pasta ones that were painted?
You nailed me, haven't you?
I know your fashion. I know your taste.
You're spot on. Speaking of air, there's not much good air in India, and I believe that you can buy fresh air in a tube over there.
Yes, this is true. People sell everything, right? There was also a product that came out not that long ago where you could buy water in a tube in India, and the water in the tube was actually meant to be designed to make you feel better and fresher. But there was nothing in terms of evidence as to what was different about that water and water from the tap. So it's just, again, entrepreneurs being quite crafty, if you want to call it that.
Dodgy is what I would call it. Fresh air in a tube. Come on.
Fresh air in a tube. I mean, how is that really different to bottled water?
Well, that's true. That's true. Anyway, moving on. The UK have banned live lobster boiling. Can lobsters actually feel pain, Alex Chelios?
Yeah, so the UK government actually introduced a bill to formally recognise animals as sentient beings, which is fantastic. And this is really important in regards to the issues that the country is facing with trophy hunting, and also around having, I guess, more consistent laws around animal cruelty. But one of the things that was really interesting about it was that of lobsters. So we wanted to understand that if you were no longer allowed to boil lobsters live in restaurants, which is what the bill is saying.
Hmm.
You know, there's been a lot of ethical questions. So people have been asking whether or not lobsters feel pain. And the interesting thing about it is that some studies have shown lobsters, when they're shocked, have a consistent criteria for how our brains respond to pain. So the argument is that a lobster being boiled alive would experience something comparable to our pain, and it would be considered unethical, even though they don't respond in the same way that another animal might because they don't have vocal cords.
Yeah.
So the high-pitched noise is air escaping, for example. But then some scientists say they have an unsophisticated nervous system, similar to an insect, so they don't really have that sudden shock of suffering. So, but this is where the law is, and I think it's more important for humans to understand the complexities of the brains of animals,
yep,
and seeing them as sentient than just assuming that they don't feel pain, which is what happened for many, many years.
Yeah, good on the UK. Many people have been advocating for the lobster for a long, long time now. Speaking of food, Alex Chelios, weird food combos are popping up and going viral on TikTok this week. One in particular, Parmesan cheese as a topping on strawberries. Get out of town.
So, you know, a lot of people use cream on strawberries.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and so some people on TikTok are saying that actually it's Parmesan cheese grated on top of strawberries that is the ultimate mix. So they're suggesting that the smelling of the strawberries and then the aromas associated with the strength of the smell of Parmesan cheese gives you a fuller flavour. And a bit better experience in terms of, but I mean, I guess it's not really any different to, you know, some people eat blue vein cheese with quince paste, which is like grapes and things like that. And I was actually at a dinner party one night where they paired blue vein cheese. Is it blue vein cheese?
Yeah,
with chocolate. And they had a layer of the cheese and then a layer of a very good quality chocolate fudge, and then that together was an amazing taste.
Alex Chelios, I'm not biting into that whatsoever.
It was amazing. I'll send you a box. But I'll probably buy you the cheapest chocolate and the cheapest cheese, and it will not taste, it will taste like plastic.
Yeah, because you're the cheapest chick, right?
I'm just, you know, well, it's not going to last long.
Have a great week, Alex Chelios.
Thank you, you too.
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck?